We're discussing the sugya of Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph. That's our daf, and the long Tosas Sof Chamalavo. And Tosas is discussing the fundamental issue of Isho, Eish, Isho Mishum Kitzav, Isho Mishum Mamono. Tosas assumes that Isho Mishum Kitzav is such a powerful halacha, and even get killed for it. And how did I even get killed for it? Baba Kama. Of a comment seems to say, call them a criminal. We know what that means. You get killed, you don't have to pay money. Right? So obviously, if you get killed, that means it's Isha Mishim Chita is a very powerful force. The one who disagrees is the Ran. The Ran says, and if I Zion of a base, we saw the end of the shiur yesterday, Isha Mishim Chita, you're not killed. The obvious question is against the Beferish Gemara. The Gemara says in the Sefer of a comment, you say, call them a criminal. So how in the world can the Ran say that you don't get killed? It's a pelotzim. You follow me again? One more time. The Ran says, we saw, we'll put it on the screen maybe later on, but we saw it yesterday on the screen, that Isha Mishim Chitzav is no Chiyav Misa. But the problem is against the Gemara. The Gemara says in the Sef, look in Tosas. Tosas says, line 3, the Inyan Misa Nami Mechayvim the Isha Mishim Chitzav can Nebucha prepare Ketz at a regal. There the Gemara says, that's a fact. The second part of Tosis is a big chiddush. That's not agreed upon. The Ra'ah disagrees strongly. And says the only time you're chayv, if you're mekarev eish eish ladover, koach acham uruv bo, which is the Gemara of Bekam and Avav, when my force and the force of the fire come together, so I put the fire there and the wind blows it along, I'm bringing the fire close to the object, so the two forces join. But if I'm a car of the Dover Eitzel Eish, there's no joining of forces. There's some kind of natural force going somewhere. I'm putting something in the way. That's not considered to be a problem. I didn't do it. That's the Gemara in Shabbos. We spoke about that Kufcha from the base. But the Gemara said, if something is burning and I surround the fire with barrels and the fire comes and breaks the barrels and the water comes out and puts out the fire, it's called Grumma. Why? Eish? Eish? No. I'm a car. Mekarev the Dover Eitzel Eish. Mekarev the Dover Eitzel Eish, according to the Ra'ah, is not considered to be a situation of Isha Mishim Chitzav. Either Gemara says the Feirish, Avdo Sakina Maso would be Chayv in certain circumstances. Well, says the Ra'ah, that's also not Mishim Chitzav. Mishim Mamona. Why? The same reason. I put something on the roof, and now it's stationary. Later on, the wind comes later. Later the wind comes. Later the wind comes, blows it off. That's not Mishim Chitzav. That's only Mishim Mamona. The Tosfos makes a big jump over here, on the first day anyway, and assumes that there's going to be a chiyuv misa and eish, even in the situation of mekarev hadavar etzalo eish. Presume even in the situation in which the second force comes into play later on. They get stuck with a bunch of kashas. You know what they answer the kashas? Well, those gemaras go lema adam mishum amona, not mishum chitzav. That's called a dochak. Because Poshim shall we pass the mishum chitzav, say that the gemara says it's only mishum amona. A bit of a dochak. So the second teretz is referred by the most later poskim. What's the second teretz? Odesh Lefarsh, the last three lines in the big Tosfos. What does it say? Even if I take someone and tie him up and I put him with Sof Chamalovo, I'd also be potter. Why? The Domi Lekoach Kocho. Now we haven't seen the phrase Koach Kocho anywhere in Shas yet. It is found in Shas, as some of you may know about it, some of the Marmakomas. We knew Marmakomas coming out soon with additional sources. Koach Kocho in this context, the Chazon Ish explains, means that my Koach and the Koach of nature do not combine. Because I tie him up and put him there. At that point in time, there's no sun. Later on, the sun comes. Very nice. I did mine. The sun did it. But we don't, never the twain shall meet. Because it wasn't there when, had the Chama been there when I put him there, so we're working together in tandem. But I tie a guy up and leave him there. And an hour later, the sun starts coming. That's nothing to do with me. That's what's called Koach Kocho. Oh. And Eish Nami. Let's read together again. Shloim Misa, Elabut, last two lines. Elabut Ruach Mitzuya is Potter Mi Misa. What does that mean? So one shot might be, Ruach Mitzuya came later on. It wasn't there. I put a fire there. At that moment, there's no wind blowing at all. Zip. So if, at that point in time, the fire can never spread that far to kill somebody. Then the fire's there. An hour later, the wind kicks up. We're a chmutzuya, not a tornado, a hurricane. And the wind kicks up and kills that guy. I'm also potter. Because at the moment that I say, koach kocho. Like koach kocho.
What about if he was mechaved? That should happen.
Mechaved doesn't make a difference. You're a bum, you're a Russia, no question about that. But you're not chayav misa. Bezdin wouldn't put him to death. And then Tosfos goes on and says, El d'linyan mamon, chayav nezek shalem. Why? Let's skip a line. The man is the mishum chitzav. Is the name mishum amono. Which is the Gemara Mefresh and Baba Kama Dav Chav Gimel Amad Alf. Ad Kan Tosfos. Good. What's that in-between line doing there? Aminu. V'lo domi l'chati nezek tzroros. Af al gav the koach kochohu. What's Strohr's doing over here? What's going on with Strohr's? What's the Strohr's business? Afal gav the koach kochohu. What does that mean? Strohr's. What does that mean? My ox comes and it kicks up pebbles and the pebbles hurt somebody, right? So normally, the regular, what's regular mean? What a normal animal walks its normal way in the street and causes damage, or in someone's yard. That's called the avnezigen of regular. But instead of the normal way that just kicks up some stones, and there's pebbles, and the pebbles cause damage, so since the shore is considered to be, in a certain sense, like my animal, I'm responsible. But chazin ezek tzroros, what's the din? Halacha l'moshe misinai, what's this doing over here? It doesn't seem to fit at all. As a matter of fact, the Marsha seems to say it's a parenthetical comment. Let's open to the Marsha, okay? Rabbi Osei, open to the Marsha, please.
This is a different kind
of question. Oh, that's the question.
It's not the same.
That's exactly the question. Let's take a look at the Marsha. Here's the Marsha. The last Marsha. Lo domi l'chatzi nezek, in page Pevav in the New Gemaras. Lo domi l'chatzi nezek tzroros avagav de kochokhu. Ein dvarim eilenim shochim emuchubarim. It's a parenthetical comment. Don't do anything. The tzroros ein koach kocho, and the koach echaru. Uve koach kocho, the tzroros, mi borle, b'rav ashi hosn perikets at a regal, Alibay the Sumchus, which is not going into that whole discussion right now. V'yod, the meniske adam ki yachal lo shayach beit tzroros, kedisa behed yiperketz at a regal. We're talking about niske adam over here. What's this doing here? Avo shir the ram kachu. The hocha afil the bekoach kocho chayim nezek shalem. In our case, the chayim nezek shalem with tosik kos koach kocho. V'lo domo the tzroros hayin anami me'ay taima shamarnu. Then Shayach Tzroros Gam Niske Yodom. Oh, it's not the same as Koach Kocho, because for Adam there's no such din. V'shuv Kosu Milsav Apenavshe Yadaleel. Afal Gav the Koach Kocho Upotul Inyan Misa. Mikol Makom Inyan Nezek Vamon Chayav Mishum Dinyan Niske Vamon Yeshu Chayav Anay Mishum Mamono. Afal Gav the Inyan Chitza Lo Havi Yadal Koach Kocho. It's a parenthetical comment according to the Marsha. Okay? We'll see that the Chazon Ish learned a little bit differently. It's really much more la'inyan, as we say. Okay, so far, Bosai, so good. Now, a question. If Isha Mishim Chitzav, according to the opinion of the Ran, should not be taken in a literal sense, you're not chayav on Misa, it's not considered to be your action, even if Isha Mishim Chitzav, would you say Isha Mishim Chitzav applies to Shabbos? Lo Sasa Kol Malacha, would you say yes or no? If it's not your Maaser, would you apply to Shabbos? What would you say? I'll say for sure not. On Shabbos, you chayav Lo Sasa Kol Malacha. If you do a Malacha, you chayav on Shabbos. He didn't do any Malachas. He didn't do anything when it comes to Nizokin either. Isha Mishim Chitzav, according to the Ran, you didn't kill him. You lit a fire, and the fire killed him. You didn't kill him. You're not chayav misa. you're a bum for not watching the fire properly, and if you cause damage, you would have to pay for the damage because of chiyuv of Eish, one of the Avos Nezikin, but you didn't do the action. Comes to Shabbos, lo sasakam alocha. I didn't do anything. As a matter of fact, the Egle Tal says that. The Egle Tal says, according to this opinion, there'd be no chiyuv of Eish with respect to Shabbos, because Shabbos requires a miser. This is against the Mukha Yosef. Yes? Grom is mutter and Shabbos. Grom is mutter and Shabbos. Yes?
I don't understand. If you tie somebody up on a rail and the train isn't there yet, the train is coming. You're going
to. You are a Russia Marusha if you do that. You're not Chaimis. Okay, self train level.
Right.
Self train.
You tie him up before the sun comes up. You know that it's 180 degrees in the desert.
Right. But right now it's cool. Now it's 80. It's before the sun came up. I'm not saying you should do this. Chalila v'chas, you're a Russia Marusha to do these things. Mamsh. But we're talking, technically speaking, were you in violation of the Tirza? If you are a non-Jew, you'd be Chai Misa. Why? Because it's Shvichas Damim, as we said. No act is required. But the result is what counts. But for Yisrael, Tirzach, this time, didn't do it. The train did it. Okay, this Rav Moshe is very, very important. Sugi halacha lemais. Oh, but Shemais, does anyone give everyone a bubble comment? Mm-hmm. That one has. That one, just take them all out. Take them all. That one has to. As I said, for this, these weeks or two, we have to see bubble comment every single day. Okay. Now, Rav Moshe, there is a minchas chinuch that I ask you to see. Let's take a look at minchas chinuch and see what he says. Parshas Mishpat. This is all about Eish, right? Lodun B'dinei Eish. Okay. So the Minchas Chinuch discusses the Rambam. Let's just see if we find this. Das Rosh Vatur, the Isha Mishnah Chitz of Chayav Misal Nefesh. So writes Tosfos in Sanhedrin Ayin Zayin, our Tosfos. Ach Beram, Ram is Ramba. Peregim Luchas Rotzech Alocha Yud Kosav Sham, the Kof Suvinich of Bechama, Potter. Amedra Amurim, Besov Chamalovim. Mashma, Afilu Hizdiza Mimakomo, Vinich Lusham, Potter. Against Tosfos. That's the first day in Tosfos. Bevuah, the Isha Mishnah Chitz of Potter. Does the Avi command them Yisha Mishem Chitzav? I am a Tosfos Mekomos and Al V'Tovin. It's a Chiddush Niflo. It says Pshan Rambam, like the Ran. There's no Misa by Yisha Mishem Chitzav. It's a Shver Pshan. V'Kach Nira the Haram Hoya Koshel Okushes HaTosfos Mekomos of Gimel. Diksha, my Beinayu. Rabbo said, we have everyone above a comma. Everyone above a comma. If you don't have, there's more than I mean in my office. Chav Gimel Amal Alf. Can't learn Sanhedrin, I anxiety without Baba Kama. Impossible. Says the Gemara, my Benayu, he gave Benayu the Chayva Barabo Dvar. Says Tosis, my Benayu, have a Matzal in Mema, you give Benayu Kolani del Yale. Kelev Shotel Charov Anchi Anuche Begodish, Rabbi Yochan Mishalem Asha Godish, Chatsi Nezek Mishloka Shasha Godish Potter. Rabbi Yochan, I feel though he's the Gufa Shalevet Kame, but Rabbi Minei, not like one of the Rishlokish. Vitomon heket lo kol chitz of chayav Rabbi Yochanan. Not according to Rishlokish. Three other nafkaminis. The bar of the Rambam. That's crazy. They left out three nafkaminis and only gave one far off dalad varim. That's what bothered the Rambam. Heyochal min nafkamin in misa. Okay, so the Rambam. Be'emes potem in misa. V'gam sova de potem ishim tamun. Ach, but dalad varim chayav. To kill me, so I am with the Panamirish because of Gang. But it's against the Gemara. Why? Madlik Godesh Eved Kofaslo Gdi Nisraf Potter Atam the Kamle Bidurabi Menekim Mavur Bishas with Shas Chav Beis Amen Beis the 12th line. What does it say? Hitas Begufa Shal Eved the Kamle Bidurabi Menei. Quantity Rish Lakish only if you actually put the fire to the Eved Mamish, the fire to his body. But Quantity of Yochanan, there's no need to say that. It could be a case of what? Eved Samoklo. The Eved is nearby. Still you would say, presumably, Kom Lebed Rabba Mine. So how can the Rambam say, the way Michal Sinach would have it, that there's no Chiyav Misa by Eish? How can he say such a thing? You have a Kasha from Tosis. For an Akasha Shtat Minish, as they say. You don't die from a Kasha. Watch this. Eish Tzvir Leidei Nechayav Misa, and Kein Lama Potter, V'kam B'shats V'kam B'chav Beis Mavur Lehedra. Rabbi Yochanan Eish Mishim Chitza, Chayav Misa, U'potter Bala Godesh Mitam Chal Lebed Rabba Mine. Is a fascinating answer. Fascinating. Epshalom. The Alpha Gav Deinu Chayav Misa Bidei Odom Medas Rambam Mikol Mokom Kevin De Mikol Mokom Havle Mazik Bechitza V'Rotzeach. As the Rambam says, Im Kein Al Koponim Havle Rodev U'mitzav Yadish Yisrael Im Roa She'echad Rotsa Laharib Chavera Begromos Amavuarim Sham Largas Rodev. After liacha ma'ase lo yechayev mikom kom havele rodev. You can put them itam rodev. The rodev sheshivas hakelim pot or how do you like that? Moves the rodev rishlokish is also rodev. No, achle rishlokish the sovet du mishemamono havele groma rechoka flanita natzila benafsho. I can shabbat pasuk a rambam the pot them itam kamele with rabbi minei. Hainu mitam rodev. If mikom kom davar zeh chiddush, you better believe it. You better believe it. But tzarachinim nitan latzila benafsha b'chei agavda the rotsa lahargo. Both and ein chiyav misa lov nachakach yivu b'mkomo. Shuv rishi b'rashba isha mishem chitzav havalei rodev. And I want to tell you another chiddush over here. What good does it do to kill the guy? The fire is raging already. Killing the guy is not going to save the nerdov. This is the famous Rashi we spoke about a long time ago. That if there's an act of murder going on right now that you initiated, even if I'm killing you, we're not going to save the person's life, you get killed anyway. That's this Rashi, but the Shemit Chaschinich refers. Wow. Amazing. Amazing. So writes the Heilige Min Chaschinich. Fine. Achidish. Now, what is this right from the Rambam? Let's read the Rambam together. The Rambam is very, very important.
This is ripped out of the headlines.
Which headline are you talking about?
The chief rabbi, the Sfaradim, said that the terrorists should be killed with their rodent.
Okay, I understand that. What the chief rabbi probably means is, if you will imprison them, they'll be subsequently released in the prisoner exchange and killed again, which is known to happen many times. I try to stay out of Israeli stuff as much as I can. I understand very well where he's coming from. Okay. Hakov says chavero v'nicho b'ro avat shemes o shekavso v'nicho b'mokos shesof atzina o acham olovo l'sham ubo v'him yisaso o shekavlo v'gigis o v'prolo maziva yishol l'norosh ein tzor loma v'mishiz v'zakel l'norosh chalelo ein bezna misna oso. Even if the case where you took him and you put him in the sun, not that he was there before. This Rambam is against the first day in Tosis. From the first day in Tosis, you would get Misa for this. The Ra'a would say no. Isha Mishem Chitzav, you would get killed. But only in a case where it's Mishem Chitzav. We are in the car of the Eishe Saladover. Not you put the guy in the way of a speeding train, solve the train level, then you would not be car of a dover, Eish, then you would be potter. So there's no right to the Rambam that the Ran is right. Ah, let me one more time. Mechaschino claims that according to the Rambam, you're potter from Misa Eishe Mishem Chitza, the Chas Shalom. You'd be Chai Misa Eishe Mishem Chitza. But only if it's Mishem Chitza. This case is not Mishem Chitza because they're not working in tandem, as we said before. It's only the car of dover. Eight aloish. Fine, so we got the Minchas Chinuch Teretz. I'd like to share with you a different Teretz by the Brisker Rav. Chidushe Moron Riz Halevi. Those who want to look it up later on, it's worth reading every word. It's all Baba Kamedic, although it starts with Sanhedrin, but it really is a Baba Kamedic. We mentioned this question yesterday already. This question is based on Halacha Yud Beis and Yud Gimel. I read this yesterday, but if I'm not mistaken, we never got the Teretz. We only read the Kash. It's dangerous. Here is what the Brisker Rav has in Hilchos Rotzeach, Perek Gimel. I'm reading you his words, Rav Osai. Hazorek tzror bekosel v'chosro ha'evin l'achorea v'horga. You see in the Rambam. Chaim Yisus Bezdin. Shemikocho hibo. Zorak evin l'malo. Next halacha. V'hochol etzodin v'horga chayef. Where's the source? Sanhedrin Ayin Zayin. But Tosus says, Akasha, what do you need kocho for? Just say, Isha Mishim Chitzav. What did Tosus answer? The Gemara goes to Mandav, Isha Mishim Amonah. But the Rambam holds Isha Mishim Chitzav, and he still requires kocho. Why not just Chitzav? Why not just Chitzav? And he also paskins, Evet Kofos, let's take a look at Nichos Niske Mamon. Let's go see everything inside. Everything inside of us. Niske Mamon. This you saw already. And Niske Mamon. Perek Yudalit and Niske Mamon. Last Perek.
The Rambam might agree with the parenthetical in Tosfos because it's the power of gravity is unleashed by the original action.
Uh-huh.
Just like when you kick up the stones.
Okay.
Those that must come down.
That's true. We'll discuss gravity a little bit later. Okay. So in Hilchos Niske Mamon, Rabbi Osai, in Perek Yudalid, he paskins Isha Mishim Chitzav. Where do you find that? You take a look in the Baba Kama, the Ein Mishpah gives you the trick. That's, you know, that tells you the Bekiyas. So on the Avchav Bezim and Aleph, where the Gemara says Isha Mishim Chitzav, it says, look in Perek Yud Beis in this Gemara, Halacha, no, excuse me, Perek Yudal Halacha Tesvav, right in front of us. Eisha Orma V'Izika Sa'odan V'Chav Lavo, Arimavir Chayav V'Nizokov, U'V'Shifto Arba Dvarim, right? V'Ripoy V'Tzara V'Boshto. That's the Gemara says, not P'Yif Arba Dvarim. Sh'af Ha'Pi She'isha Mamona Ho, Harehu K'mi She'hizik B'Chitzav. He passes the Ferry Yisha Mishim B'Chitzav. Feirish. So then why back in Hilchos Ratzeach must he say Kocho? Just say Isha Meshem Chitzav. He's assuming the two different things. Kocho was one thing, Chitzav is something else. What about the story of Ebed Kofoslo Ugdi Samachlo? That's the Gemara in Chav Bezim at Beis, Rebbe Osai. Chav Bezim at Beis. The Rambam quotes in Halacha Yud. Look. Hamadlik Masoch Stechaver of Yotzas Eish, Fenecha Godish, where Gedi Kofasol, where Evet Samachlo, Fenisavim Ochayev, she came there, but Masas Begodish. Hoy Evet Kofaslo, Evet is Mamish tied. Ugedi Samachlo, Fenisavim O, Potter, you know why you're Potter? Obviously I'm Potter. Come Lebed Rabbine, right? Doesn't anybody say so? Before Shigamara, come Lebed Rabbine. So wait a minute. It means the Rabbin holds Isha Meshim Chitza, but even you get killed over it. Not like the Ran. Not like the Ran. Not like the Minchas Chinuch. Well, the Minchas Chinuch will say, no, means only because of Rodev. That's his Chiddush. But the Brisker Rav is not happy with that. Tzarechim. Who needs Kocho? So he goes into a long discussion. I can't read the whole discussion for you. I'm going to give you the punchline. The punchline. Let's take a look and see the Lashon of the Gemara and see how the Brisker Rav is Medayek in the Gemara, like, you know, you and I read Gemaras, we don't pick any diyukim. You know, we're just plain Jews. The Brisker Rav, you know, knew how to read what my rabbi called between the lines. Let's look at the Chav Beis and the Beis. Give a look, please. Look how he's medagal to show us the Gemara. It's beautiful. Mamash beautiful. Chav Beis and the Beis. Look very, very careful. Look carefully, carefully, carefully. Hamadlik es Hagadosh, the third line. Evet kavas lo di sama kavas nisva fima potter. Bishlam la man di yama mishum chitzav mishum achi potter. Why? We assume kavas the rabbi minen. El la man di yama isha mishum amono amai potter. Obviously, mishum amono is not kavas the rabbi minen. Gemara doesn't stop there. Gemara says, ilu kotal turei avda hachi named lo mechai. If my shor kills an eved, I'm not chayav mamon. Of course, yeah. No kelim the rabbi by a shor, no kelim by an esh. Mishum amono. Frank the Brisker Rav, who needs this comparison? If isha mishum amono, it's obvious there's no kelim the rabbi b'nei. What if this mentioned a comparison to a shor? Amolacher mishum amolacher shachav maskina shehitzis begufa shel eved to kelim the rabbi b'nei. Good morning, asked the Brisker Rav. Now you mentioned kelim the rabbi b'nei. Those two things come around. Why are the words "kol the rabbi" mentioned only at the very end? It's a gevaldik adiyuk. Two gevaldik adiyukim in the sugya. One, why have to mention about the shor? That comparison is push. We just lush. What do you mean, kol the rabbi? All right, al hashta gamkei b'hachi kaminan the p'tur mishum kol the rabbi. Question number one. Question number two. Milsa the pshita di mishum amono leka kol the rabbi. We have to bring a rabbi from a shor. So what did Rashi say? What did Rashi say? Im kotl, look inside him. Kotl turi b'avda ha'anavid l'machayev. Says Rashi, mamon hoksiv kesef shloshim shkolim yitein la'adonov. Pasuk before Shepashas Mishpat. Says Briskerov, he's referring to a Gemara in Masechta Bava Kama on Daf Mem Gimel. So Rabbi also, we have no choice but to look at Baba Kama, Daf Mem Gimel. Take a look. Mem Gimel. Please look inside. Going from Chav Gimel to Mem Gimel. Mem Gimel. Hold on. Let's just. There's a lot of Gemaras here. We can't read the entire Gemara. But let's just take a look at the end of the Gemara. Just like this, the last few lines. Mem Gimel Amid Beis. Rav Agufo Ibar Mibarlu. It's halfway down the daf. Isho, the last one was Isho. Isho shalom bekavana. Mi mishalem damim. Oh, lo. What's the shalom? Mi amina. Gabe shorhu de bekavana mishalem kofer. Shalom bekavana mishalem damim. The value of the person. Avol isho to be kavana lo mishalein kofer shelo be kavana nami lo mishalein damim. Maybe there's no monetary payment in the case of shelo be kavana. Or demana kevan negabe shoro shelo be kavana afa gav leka kofer mishalein damim tam isho nami. Afagav de bekavana lo mishalem kofer shlo bekavana mias mishalem damim. What's the answer? Teiku. There's no resolution. It was unresolved. What does the chiyuv damim mean? Damim means a monetary payment. So presumably Rashi is referring on daf chavez and beis to this gemara of damim. Says the gemara. A little bit earlier in the same Amud, Amale Rava, the tenth, about the ninth wide line. Hihachi Isha Shalom Bekavana, Al Pi Edim the Shalem Damin. She have to pay money. Uminale Rava the Loma Shalem. Maybe in fact you do have to pay. How did Rava say no? Miditana, and again the same exactly so before. Hoyagidi Kofas Lavet Samachlo. Potter. You see a potter. Says the Gemara, Amar Reish Lakish, once he hits his beguva shel eved, the kamle b'derav amine. The Gemara is going into this issue of the kamle b'derav amine, he hits his beguva shel eved. Okay? From both sides, this is an important discussion. We can't again go into this completely. Just a little bit. So Rashi says in the third white line, hits the beguva shel eved, Dika alei chiyav misa, Bafilu agodish nami potter lei mishemuai the kamlei b'derabba minei, as the Gemara says explicitly, kamlei b'derabba minei. But if not for kamlei b'derabba minei, there'd be a potential of paying damim. Now, take a look over here. In Tosfos, on that Mem Beis Omud Aleph Mabukam. The last Tosfos. Tosfos is discussing the question of Bekavona Talia Milsa, which is the Sugya Sagamar over there, about eight lines up. Pirsha Kuntris, the Svilek Reb Shimon, the Yama Be'elan, and the Nisrafim, Sanhedrin of Ayin Tess, the Skavin Lara Gazeh, Vahore Gazeh, Pata Mimisa, the Kevin Pata Mimisa, Chaya Bid Mei Vlodus. Right? You wanted to kill A, you kill B, so you have to pay the value of the fetus. The Lesley, the Tana de Becheskia. Whoa! Who is this Tana de Bechesk anyway? Rashi says, take a look at the last Rashi on Af Membezim and Aleph. The Skaven Ayin Tes. The Skaven Lara Gazever Gazev Potem Misa V'Chay Mamun. For lastly, the Tana de Bechesk, the Yomar. Where did Cheski say it? In a few different places. One of them is in Sanhedrin. One's in Baba Kama. One's in Ksubas. Lo Chilak the Bein Miskaven the Eshen the Miskaven. So the Gemara is going against Tana de Bechizkiya. What? It's against the Pashup Shat in the Gemara. The fourth line of Tosis. Mihika de Mandales is Tana de Bechizkiya. They give it a whole different Pshat. Tosis gives a different Pshat. The Rambam, however, has a unique interpretation. Rambam Rabose is an Hilchos Chov Lama, it's all from Brisker Rav. Hilchas Chovel Umazik. We went from Rotzeach and back with alphabetical order. From Rotzeach to Nizkei Mamon to Chovel Umazik. How does the Rambam get out of Tosfos Kasha? Let's take a look. Perek Dalet in Rambam. Halacha A. Hanoge v'sheisha v'yotzi l'adeh ha-meisa af al-pi she'yashogeg v'ayza potem en ha-tashlumin en mishalim klum she'nemar v'lo yiyosan onash yonash lo chilek ha-kosev ben shogeg l'meizid v'dov v'shesh l'misas bezdin l'potrom en ha-tashlumin. Okay, so whether it's shogeg or whether it's meizid v'amed v'amurim she'niskai v'l'isha Abel Miskaven Lachavero Venoga Vesisha Afa Pisha Mesa Ho Ve Misa Below Kavana Where the Kadava Shane of Mrs. Bezin Will Mishalan Blev Lotus. What's he talking about? Chizkiya. Let's look at, since we have Sanhedrin in front of us, let's see the full Lashon of Chizkiya appears in Sanhedrin of Ayin Tes. Chizkiya has two separate dinim, and we often conflate the two. The whole Kiddush of Brisker Rav is not to conflate the two. Let's take a look. Ayin Tes and Sanhedrin. Ayin Tes and Sanhedrin, Amud Beis. Line 2. Tana de Bechizkiya, line 4. Maka Odom and Maka Behema. Ma Maka Behema, lo chilak the ba ben shogay ben meizid ben miskavah shen miskavah. ben erach mir ben erach aliyah. The potcha me mama, no chayav mama, you're always chayav. Af make adam. So he's a rotzeach. Must you pay money? No. Lo zachol be ben shogeg le mezid ben miskaven shen miskaven ben erach mir ben erach aliyah. The chayav mama, the potcha mama. The potcha pshat is gemara is all of these cases, all three, is komle b'derabah mineh. That's the posh of Shad in the Gemara. It's really one din. Says Briskarov, no. 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 It's not true. It's not true. Tana de Vechizka, listen very carefully. Tana de Vechizka is not based on komle b'derabah mineh. Ain't no miskaven rabosai. It's not a rotzeach at all. And you would not apply Kamala with Rabbi Rene. Shogeg, yes. And a miskaven, no. It says in Baba Kamadaf Mbeis. So pray tell, if you do not apply Kamala with Rabbi Rene, why don't you pay money? The answer is, there's no price tag on a person's life. Ain't Damal de Ben Chor. You're not going to pay money to quote, forgive the quotation, get away with murder. You killed somebody, money is not come into play at all. There's no chiv of money whatsoever. None. 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 Ah, to make vladus. That's a different story. That's not a live person, that's just a fetus. There's a clear psukim in the chumash you have to pay. A human being, you don't have to pay. That being the case, Rabbi Osai, going back to the Baba Kama, Chot Mem Gimel Lamed Beis, where we came from. That's just an arbitrary number you have to give if you donate your value to the Beis HaMikdash. That's not mean the person has no value. Let's look over here. Isho Shelo Bekavana Mimishalem Damim Alon. So we thought it's a question of Kamle B'Rabbi Mine. So the Brisker of, no! Shelo Bekavana, there's no din of Kamle B'Rabbi Mine. So what's the Shaila? Why might you be putter? Why might you be putter? Because you know why? There's no damim. There's no damim. So why should it be chayim then? Ah, comes Briska with a brilliant stroke. If I, my chetz killed him for that act, I don't have to pay a penny. Because ain't double the ben chor. If I kill somebody, I can't be responsible to pay his value. But the Gemara has in Daf Chav Gimel, we saw, Ma de Islay Mishem Chitzav Islinami Mishem Mamono. Mamono. If my shor kills somebody, I do have to pay. Let's treat my H as my shor. If my H is my shor, then I would have to pay. I would have to pay. That's exactly what the Gemara says. It's comparable to shor. Mi Amin Gabe Shor, who the Bekavana, Misham Kofer. We just read the Gemara before. It's comparing it to Shor. Isha Mishim Mamono. Isha Mishim Mamono. Not the way Tosus learns over here. Tosus learns on Mem Gimel Amud Beis. And the whole Gemara goes to Man Damar. Isha Mishim Mamono. No! No. Even if it's Isha Mishim Chitzav, on the Isha Mishim Chitzav aspect, there would be no monetary payment. Why? You kill someone, there's no monetary payment. We don't take ransom. We don't take blood money. So on the Isha Mishim Chitzav component, you would not be required to pay. Isha Mishim Momo, Isha Mishim Momono, perhaps you would be required to pay. Meridik. Against the Tosfos over here, I think the Gemara goes to Mandam Mishim Momono, which is again a quote Dochak. Aye, what do you do with the Gemara Chav Beis and Beis? Go back one more time to Baba Kama, Chav Beis Amid Beis. Ah. Please look at the Gemara Chav Beis. It's a similar Gemara to Mem Gimel Amid Beis. Very similar. Look at Chav Beis Amid Beis. They quote the same source. But Evid Kofeslo is Potter. Bishlam Alamandiyo. Look carefully. Bishlam Alamandiyo. Mishim Chitzov. Mishamachi Potter. Wait, why? should be chayv ishim mishem amono. Man the isli mishem chitzav isnam amono. Says Biskarov, when did the Gemara wake up to that? When did the Gemara discover that chiddush niflo that Rabbi Yochanan holds from amono? You know when? Chav gimel aman aleph. And chav beis and beis. The Gemara didn't know that yet. But the Gemara didn't know that yet. They understand it very well. Bishlam man davar mishem chitzav. Look carefully. Mishem hachi potter. Why? Ein damim. You killed someone, you don't have to pay, you can't pay for that person to get away with murder. I mamono. At this stage, Gemara didn't know that Rabbi Yochanan holds from mamono. Gemara didn't know that yet. The Gemara didn't know that yet. Ah. Quote the Rish Lakish, Rabosai. Ah. Look at this unbelievable pshat. How meduk it is, Brisker. Look at the Gemara one more time. Now to the Brisker Rav's eyes, not like your eyes or my eyes, in his own eyes. Look. Toshma, take it from the top. Chobez with this. Hamadik is our goddess. He covers all Evid Kutamachlo. Chai. Evid covers all Evid Kutamachlo. Pot. Bishlam and the man dama. Isha, Mishim Chitzam, and Chitzam only. Mishim Hachi Potter. You know why a Potter? Not because of Kalem Ebid Rabbi Mine. Because if that were the case, why did you first mention Kalem Ebid Rabbi Mine 5 lines later? You want to do that all along. The answer is, says Brisker Rav, until now, it wasn't based on Kalim Rabbi Mine. Based on there's no money. You don't pay money if you kill somebody. Ah, married. Again. Bishlam and Amanda Yomai, Shemisham Chitzav, Shemachi Potter. Why? Because you can't pay if you kill somebody. El Amanda Yomai, Mishamisham Mamonos, like a shark kill. Amai Potter. Ilu Kotal Ture Avdach and Amid Lomachayev. Then I give a comparison to a shark. And in comparison to a shor, otherwise it wouldn't fit in. What does the Gemara say? Lokish lokish. No. Talk about maskinon. Kshehitzis begufo shalevet. And then and only then do you say what? Koblei b'drabim minei. You put the fire to his chest. But if you started a fire here and the wind blew it there, you would be potem imiso. So therefore, Rabosai, the Ran is right. The Ran is right. The Ran says, Yepot the Misa. Ali Mosi, Yechai Misa. No such Gemara. Quote the Rish Lakish, such a Gemara. Yechai Misa, you took the, put the coal on his chest. But, in the case of Quote the Yochanan, where you set a fire and it moved over with the wind, no way did the Gemara ever say, Yechai Misa. What the Gemara did say is, you don't have to pay. Why not? Ain, Domim, the Ben Choron, in the case of Misa. I kill someone, I don't have to pay for his value. But I'm not Chayav Misa. I want to pay for his body. Ad kan the chiddush nifla v'neira of the Brisker Rav. Meiridik. Chiddush nifla v'neira ad mot.
Rashi has commented
on that. Yeah, Rashi disagreed. It's not Rashi. You're 100% correct. Rashi says, Komle b'drabim v'nei, the very last wide line on top. The Komle b'drabim, it's certainly against the Brisker Rav's shot. No question about it. He thinks shot in the Ran. Remember, Rashi's a Mefarish. Rashi's saying now, the Gemara didn't know about Chitza and Mamono. So it could be Rashi might even agree. The Maskan, we'll see later what Rashi holds a very big Kiddush. The Maskan said, Gemara is. We already saw the Marashal on Sunday. We'll see it again in Mitzvah maybe today. Okay, if you have time. This Rabosai is a very important result. So wait a minute. Would this work for the Rambam? How do we start off? With the Rambam, right? Because the Rambam, according to the Minchas Chinuch, also holds like the Chiddush Yeran. There's no Chiv Amis. It's only a Rodeh. So let's say this Pshat too. So the Briskov cannot work according to the Rambam. It's a great Pshat. You know, he's always the Rambam man. It's going on the Rambam. He started with the Rambam. But he says it's not going to work. Why? It's the last paragraph. A very long piece of Briskov. More than one full page. Olam Divri Rambam cannot be explained this way. Why? Because the Rambam Paskins in Perek Yudalad, this came up. Watch. I'm a pastor. Evet Kofaslo Potur. Where do you say it? We saw it before. Evet kafasol v'disamachlo v'disavimo Potter. He didn't say in a case of matzitz begufo shaleved. The Gemara said according to Rish Lakish, it's matzitz begufo shaleved. He passed like of Yochanan, and he says you're potter rabosai to pay for an eved. Eved has a price tag. Because an eved is someone's property. Whose property is the eved? Rabosai, whose property is he? The Adon's property. So if the whole Vart and Rambam would be that you can't pay for if you kill a person because they can't put a place of value on him, that would be true for a free person, not for an Eved, Meir Dikakasha. Afal Gav, he says what? There's no money. That's Ben Chorin. Eved, Rambam Paskins, Shor Tam is Chayev. It must be a potter because of Kali, but the Rambam inay. So the Rambam holds that Isha Mishim Chitzov Yechayev Misa against the Minchas Chinuch, against the Ran. And it's Beferish in the Cheskovel of Mazik as well. What does he say in the Cheskovel of Mazik? Look what he says. Hiniach kachelas alev avdo shel chavero umeis potter. What's he saying? That's Baba Kama Tavchav Zayin. The Gemara is Ket Kodur Amam. Eved died. Must you pay the master? That's the Rach's chat over there as well. What do you see? Ikim amon odomi chay betashlumin. You'd have to pay her, Bosai, because Avdo Shel Adam Kegufo Ubehemto. Again. Yocho Lalos, there's no Kolme Rabbi, they could have gone, could have removed the Gachelas, could have gotten up. We see from the Ramba that without Kolme Rabbi, and you kill an Eved, you have to pay money. You have to pay money. Why not over here? Because you're chalalos. Other than that, you would have to pay the money. So the question is, why you potter by Eved Kofaslo? Must be kom lebed rabbi b'nei. So here there's a whole fancy pshat. He didn't even know about the Ran. Said on his own. Acha kosvi kozeh herani echad bechidushi haram es hanedrin, which is beferish, isha mishim chitzav is no nemo rakin in chiyav mamam, not chiyav misa. And he answers Tosas kasha, the guy goes way up, comes down. The chodeh ran tmui ma'od, mesuga the evit kofas mavua the hedra the gam and the fashis, mechayvina mitama the isha mishim chitzav. For ran lo hevis vizua suga klal, tzorachin. According to what I said before, it's beautiful. Evet kofas lamishim tamad kofi rabbi menehu rak mishum avim maka odam potle mitashlumim tana de mechizkia two separate dinim nimsa da sugi lo mai klamad in the chiyav misa beish. That's what Iran didn't quote it at all. Meridik. This is a revolution of the briskara, beautiful pshat. But he concedes it will not work according to the Rambam. Won't work according to the Rambam. Won't work. According to the Rambam it will work. The wall attack of Pshat and Ramba, I would say, like a Chaim said. What did Chaim say Pshat and Ramba? Like the Ra'or. Chaim didn't have a Ra'or. He was Mechamed to the Ran on his own, son. The father Mechamed to the Ra'or on his own. These are Gedolei HaTorah of the Brisker family. Mechamed to Gedolei Rishonim on their own. He found the Ran later. Chaim probably never saw the Ra'or. He's Mechamed to the Ra'or. He's Mechamed to the Ran. There's giants of people who could be Mechamed to Rishonim. Unbelievable. Oh. Fine. Gevaldik. Bekitzer, this is the brisker of the interpretation. Let's go a little bit further. What happens if I take somebody to a place of Sof Chama Lava? Is there a din of chitza? We said before, no. Because your action is not mitzarif with the speeding train or the sun is going to come out or the wind is going to come out later on. That's what we thought. Fine. Rabosai, the Gemara has over here, back to Sanhedrin, if you will, Ayin Zayin Amud Beis, the very end. We saw this yesterday, I'll see it again. Last three lines. Zorak Tzrol Amala V'Hochel Etzdodin V'Hogo Chayef Omol Eimab Rav Asher Rav Popo My Time Amishim D'Kochahu E Kochah Tezla. You threw it up, not down. V'Lav Kochahu Tezla Tanas. Go straight down. And the Koach Kochashu, the vector, the horizontal vector, makes you Chayef. That's what it says. Chazanish writes, it's based on this that the Ra'ah Paskin. For Ritzicha, you have to have Kocho. That's Lashon of the Gemara. Kocho. You have to have Kocho. It's not enough. We'll call Ma'asov. There's a new category. Both the Brisker, both Chab Chaim and the Chazanish, who often argue with each other, are both agreeing to. This is Mamono. Then there's Ma'asov. And then it's Kocho. Three ascending levels. Chazanish has to prove it from the Gemara. Take a look at the Gemara, Bosai over here.
Is a bullet Maisa?
A bullet? I would say a bullet is Kochum. It's more than Maisa. That's what I would say. Take a look at Bosai over here. Ayin Zayin Amud Beis. Beyond my Rav, about the 12th, 15th line. Zorak Tzor Bekosel V'chazol Achorei V'hor G'chayev. You saw in the Rambam. I throw the ball against a handball court and it flies back, kills someone in Chayev. V'tana Tuna. Kon Eila M'sakim B'kadur. Playing ball. Shehogu B'mezin Nerogin B'shogu Golem. B'shogu Golem Pshita. Mezin Nerogin Yitzchukle. Ma'u D'teimo Hasro Stavaki. Mi'eim Adahadruz. It's going to go back. Kamashmola. That means the further it goes, the better off you are, so you want it to go more than 4 ounces. Again, the same word kochu was found. Uremini, area of left field, called Paraduma, come to Pashas Parasu. Hamekadesh v'nafal kiddush al yado. What's this all about? Mekadesh, we're not used to this. Hamekadesh, Rashi, the first, the last narrow line. Mechadas be'efer. Nisinas efer alamayim kari kiddush, kiddam mesechas para. Right? You have to put the ashes on the water. That's called kiddush. Fell out of your hands. Oh, al atzad, on the side. Bechakach nafal l'shokes. Where the main mayan are, mayim chayim al keli. So it means what? It just sort of came on your hand, on the side, and it just sort of sprinkles in to the shokes, and it says it's puzzle. What do you see from this? What do you see from this? That a rebound doesn't count. You are telling me if I kill someone on a rebound, I'm chayav. Here it says, if I do paradum on a rebound, it's puzzle. Hakubimai askinon, bit, shoseis, Rashi, lonitas mikoach nefila rishona, It slides straight in. Fine. Says Chazanish, Kiddush Mechadas requires Kocho. And, Rabbosai, this is compared to Shechita and Chul Nav Tezayin. So you see, you need Kocho there as well. Rab Chaim, as I mentioned to you earlier, disagrees. Rab Chaim says, Shechita requires Kocho, but Ritzicha does not require Kocho. It's enough to have what he called Maisov. Maisov. It's a big, big machlokes over here, and how to learn. So we have to come back a little bit to this discussion a little bit later. So now Rabbosai, we have to review a little bit the Rashi that's missing, the missing Rashi. Chof, we'll come back to the other stuff later, but Koch. Chof Gimel Amud Aleph in Baba Kama. Very, very important. This is like a silent Rashi which is missing from our text. How it happened, I can't tell you. The Gemara is like this. Let's read the whole Gemara all over again. Chof Gimel Amud Aleph. Omer Rava, line 2. Kashle labayi, the mandam isha mishim chito, tomun bi eish de potter rachmona, heichim ashkachasla, Rashi, heichim ashkachasla, ilu odam zorek chetz vihizik b'tomun, I shoot an arrow, and it damages hidden, covered up property. Mi lo mechayev? Would it not be chayev? Benezik? Avada. Hakaimalon. Petatach as potzel. Rachayev as hashoge kemezit. Onus kerotzen. Benichalei. Don't you enough for dleka li osa chotzer. Enough for geder shlom benachmas dleka. Vahocha vidlika. Vizika vachotzer acheres. Hasem kolu lechitza. Oh. Rabbos said, Isha Mishim Chitzav, there's no Ptur of Tumen. So you did it with your own bare hands. If the Chitzav ended, why? Because there was a barrier there which fell down subsequent to your lighting the fire. Then, Kolole Chitzav, then and only then would you be Potter on Tumen. Frek de Gemara, I Hachi, and then Golo Inami, Kolole Chitzav. If Isha was only Mishim Chitzav, why in this case you put only Bitumun? She put the Begoli as well. Ella says the Gemara, the man isim mishem chitzav ishinam mishem amono. From shahoyelo the gozav lo gedoro the hasam sharahu lo tavach biape. Stop. The ishim chay mishem amono. What's a simple pshat? Two tracks. There are two tracks for both sides. There's the chitzav track and the amono track. So over here in this case the chitzav track. Track would not apply because when you lit the fire, there was a barrier wall. It fell down later on. Not good with me. So you be chayav mishum mamona, not mishum chitzav. That's pasuk pshat in the Gemara. See soon another pshat. Frek the Gemara. Chimeyacha demand is mishum chitzav, mishum mamona. My benayu, rabbi nishalem frek toys. My benayu. Three major nafkaminas. Ptur tamun, chiyuv misa. And the question of the Godish with the Caliph. Three differences. What do you mean, my Benayu? Yes, says the Gemara, my Benayu. Ikimanaya Bodvarim. Says Rashi, Mandama Misham Chitzov, Nami Mechavinale, Imisorov, Isho Yad Odom, Chaima Bodvarim, Nezik Tarif Mishavis. Not bullshit, not for now. Avodal dvarim chay b'mshia he tavla suked adat esheruach moli chasa. As nafu benagag grew up with suya chay b'dal dvarim upotur ala boshes. But the man the yomim mishem amono potur abosai. Because pashas means you need your action to mechay you in dal dvarim. That's pashas from the Gemara. So behold, Mishum Chitza, Yechai Mishum Dalad Ram, Mishum Amon or not. It's a Rashi that's trapped in the Sukkah. It's a Rashi that we have. But after a long discussion, this long Rashi, Rashi says, Ava Lashon Rishon Nirali. What Lashon Rishon? What Lashon? There is no Lashon Rishon over here. There is no what Lashon Rishon? We don't have any Lashon Rishon at all. So, I already showed you the Marashal in the back. Everything will see it actually in Yamshul Shlomo too, because it's get a better picture. Please turn to the Marashal in the back. He tells you a different gear so that we don't have in our Rashis. Everyone see it? Marashal. Chof Gimel Amud Aleph. In my print. In my print, it's page Tezayin, the new print. Briefly, Marshal, it's a quote to Rashi. What does he say? Like this. Chimiach at the tavayil. It's my halfway now. Lo mechayvi al begachel shalom v'chol hanetuft of the liel less nahu. After Rabbi Yochanan, lo mechayv balakelev el memakom gacheles. Look at the parishna. Whoa! What's he doing? He's backing out. The Gemara is saying now, Rabbi Osai, that man the Easter Mishum Chitzo, Easter Mishum Amono, means it's a limiting factor. It's a limiting factor, Rabbi Osai. Not the two separate tracks. It's a limiting factor. Here of Ishim Mishum Chitzav is also a limiting factor of Mamono. It's not Chitzav Mamsh. This is in the Marshal in his Hachok Mashlomo here on Afchav Gimel Amanav. In the Yamshul Shlomo, it's written by the same author. How would I find him? Is anybody find Yamshul Shlomo? On the Shas? Watch this. Quotes the Gemara. Let's read the Gemara. Ve'achash imad neisichir shemono my benayu upirish Rashi afal gav digim benayu kol haindel le'el. Alright. So they gave a difficult answer. Second, please. Ein asugya beperek akonis mash meklal kavasayim. Brings rice for ket. Oh, here we go. V'svar machem shel Rashi quotes this. Nechsem in asvarim shalanu. Rashi has lashon rishon nirali. What's what? What is it? Man, Issa Mishum Chitzav, Issa Mishum Amono, Pirish, Shachiyuva Atzmahu, Mishum Amono, Velo Mishum Chitzav. That's not found here in the Chokmah Shlomo. It's found only here in the Yamshel Shlomo. V'loh b'shem chitzov. How do you like that? Really a chai b'shem amonu only. Ay, dalet dvorim. Av sheik achiyu b'shem amonu. V'loh b'mono enu chayov. Mikom akom sovar. T'linyan zeh levad havik achitzov l'chai b'dalet dvorim. Kili iskab yadayim. But not, Rabosai, to be Mechayev B'tomun, and not to be Chayev Misa. The radical nupshat. The fees of Mushav Koma Shasha'alti. Everything is answered already. This is the Rashi which the Marashal has. Goes on, which we can't go into right now. Adkan. This being the case, Rabosai, it comes out that really Isho is not Mishim Chitzov. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, as he says over here in Chokhmah Shlomo, this does say over here, after Rabbi Yochanan lo mechayev bal kelev ele b'mokom gacheles. That's what he's saying, a chiddush niflo, a whole radical nupshat in the Gemara. Rabosai, there's a Yerushalmi. Take a look at Yerushalmi, Rabosai. The Yerushalmi has a Masechta Bava Kama Perek Beis Halacha Hey. What does Yerushalmi say? According to Rabbi Yochanan, watch this. What's happening here? Oh, watch this. B'matis es ha'or v'shlach ha'shamar b'matis es ha'or al kol gach shibolas v'shibolas Rabbi Yochanan amar nasik es zorek es ha'chetz l'mokal l'mokal. Yishem Hashem Chitz Hashem Amono. Or Rabbi Yitzchak bar Tavli bas Nisan Mesayel Rish Lakish. Hoyo v'di kofasol v'di samach lo v'nisraf imo v'chayav evad kofasol v'di samach lo potur. Im at Omer, if you'll say, Rabbosai, she'en kizor kesachetz l'mokal l'mokal ma'shibos v'rishon v'nischayav misa v'kan v'elech tashlumin. So what does that mean? What does that mean? What does it say? For who is Yiddick as a goddess for Shabbos is Potter? The Rishama seems to be saying that you're Potter. You're Burnish Shalom, you're Potter. You're Potter. Why? Obviously, Kamei B'Rabbi B'nei is a Chiyuv Shabbos. But the Bavli doesn't say this. Maybe the Bavli argues in the Rishalmi and says you do not apply Isha Mishim Chit of the Shabbos. Egletal said so according to the Chiddush Haran. We can say so according to the Rashi as found in the Yamshel Shlomo. It wouldn't be Chayim on Shabbos. The Nimuk HaYoseh says, you are. His famous Kasha, how do you light candles on Friday? Isha Mishim Chitza. The answer is, it's all attributed to the first moment. But I'll call upon him, there would have been a Chiv of Isha Mishim Chitza on Shabbos. So far, both are so good. So let's go return ourselves for the moment, please, to the big toast that we started with. We're still not done with this toastus. Toastus, Ayin Zayin, Amud Aleph, Sof Chama Lama. Again, I'm going to read the second teretz, which is the main teretz, one more time. less than 3 lines. The bechol hani the sof chamo v'tzino v'ari lavo v'zarak tzrol l'malav enough l'takas afilu kaf sof v'yusham. It's potter against first teretz and tosfos. Why the dami the koach kocho? It's like, if you will, like koach kocho. Like koach kocho. As I mentioned before, at the Chazon Ish and Masechet Baba Kama, Simon Beis has a lengthy discussion of this Tosfos. He lacks the second teretz as well. I'll read you some of the highlights of what he says. What's Tosfos Lashon? Veishnami Shlohimisa the Baruch Mitsuya Pata Mimisa. Right? It's the last line. So the Marshal can't believe it. Should be Ella Baruch Shana Mitsuya. What's the Ella doing there? So the Marshal we saw yesterday. Let's see the Marshal one more time. Rabbi will say, please turn to the Marshal in Sanhedrin. Just one more time. He doesn't like the Marshal. So the Marshal came to his conclusion because of the Kasha that's going in the wrong direction. But he rejects the Marshal, big time. Take a look at both sides, page Pevav and the New Gemaras, bottom of the first column. The Marshal Igiya Elash Baruch Shana Matsuya. Yev Shalom again. There you put the Manitsky moment also. Can't be. Can't be. Was also difficult. Kolhani Damo Laruch Matsuya. Okay, Matirsu Bezeb Baruch Shana Matsuya Potter. Nimisa. What's going on over here? Column 2 in my edition. So what caused the Marshal to this pshat? For Evshar, line 2, column 2. Pesh, Peva. For Evshar, Shehu, Nidchak, Lezem, Miloshin, Ela, Shevetosis. Right? Because Ela. What do you mean? It only killed, only means in a lower level. What could be lower? What do you mean? A Ruach Matsuya. Ruach Matsuya is a higher level. Ruach is the highest level, so the word El is inappropriate. Hear the vart? If the Marshal is Magia, the Eishnaim is Shlomisa El Baruch Shana Matsuya, only the low level of Ruach Shana Matsuya, etc. Then you put them. But according to Agirsa, El Baruch Matsuya, what do you mean? As opposed to what? What's higher level than Ruach Matsuya? So I'm telling the Marshal, watch this. Look carefully. Look at every word. V'nira di'en kam ocham dochem b'lashon tosfos k'fiv nusach ha'tosfos she'yodeinu. V'rotz ha'lomar. Te'af im nira kol hani l'ruach mitzuya v'hu pota mimisa. Why? D'lo mechayvina b'ruach mitzuya elin nezek. V'rotz ha'lomar. The Eish Nami Shalo Hamis Ella Vachule, the Vada Lamadam Isham Mamono, Eino Chayab Misa, Ella Behitis Beguva Shalevin, as it says in Pedro Kates at a regal. Ava Lamandiama Isham Misham Chitzov. If you hold that opinion, which we paskin, Isham Misham Chitzov, Yesh Lechaimo, watch this now. Afilu she'eno matzis begufo. That's what it means. It means what? Ela beruach matzuya means as opposed to putting the torch to his body. When she hits his b'mokom acher, im yochol o'esh lavo le'evin below ruach matzuya klal chayav. Whoa! The Marshal is distinguishing between two cases. One, it can only kill through the wind. Two, even without the wind, it's going to spread. Kemo shama sham ki seitzei eish mi'atzmo. Aval v'imeinu yochol o eish lovo ha'ela b'ruach mitzuya. Uvalo ruach klal o hoya yochol lovo l'sham. Pota mi'misa. V'enu chayva l'mishum nezek. V'linyin chiyav misa. D'lo nechayva yela mishum chitzav. Havali kekoach kocho. Kevin d'lo yochol l'agiyah sham rak ayedei ruach mitzuya. Wow, it's his eish, that's not him, and then the eish can't travel unless there's a wind. That's called koach kocho. Mashekin in this game moment, the eshtachayev bo isho nami mishim amono, as Tosus says at the end, vadvorim brurim heim, ben gimlum lakayim called nusra Tosus shabiyodem. Take out the mashal tango. What's he saying, Rabosai? There were three levels. One, you put the torch to his body. That's an act of murder or nezik mamash. The other extreme, you light a fire here, and can only travel with the wind. In between, you light the fire off to the side. It can travel without any wind whatsoever. Oh. Isha mishim chitim, if it can travel without any wind whatsoever, suggests the Marshal Pshat over here. Wow, that's an amazing pshat. Wow. So whenever it needs the wind, you would be potter. So writes the Chazon Ish and Siman Beis at the very beginning. Pirish Marsha, Isha mishim chitim, Le'in Yamisa, Hayne beholecha esh v'lo ruach. Says Chazon Ish, v'lo nirekein. Masha shver. You know why? What is the hallmark, the defining characteristic of esh? There are ikar esh chashvin and korach amurabo. Vabakam adavav. Uve esh zeh plik av yochad rish lakish. Vare porach sham tomen be esh hechi mashkachas lo. Ama b'chol esh tavar yochad and mishem chitzav. According to the Maharsha, it's Mashkachasa when it only travels with the wind. He doesn't like the Maharsha at all. Elanira Kabanasa, when I mentioned you earlier, Baruch Matsuya, Shebo Achakach, Dumya Desov Chamalovo, Meridik. Meridik. And although we don't like you to take sides, in two things with the Matosvis, the Chazish, take sides over here. Vinira the ikak the roots and basra, the misyashib is a kolasugis, bloy tochin, the mabravashir, papa azik, bloki hilchosa, the kamishimishim chitzav. He lacks a second terence. Well, if he's there, Abno sakino maso, shinicha brosh gago, nothing ruch mitsuya, lo choshib chitzav, kol shlo nafu techef, elachizik ruch hakach vipilon, meridik, vinichanami. The Nafla Sakan Ruch Matsuya La Mikri Kocho Linen Shchita. Aye, the wind kicks up every once in a while. Doesn't matter. When is Chita? Bishar Shem Mavik for Hoya Haruach Laholech Haesh. Yesh the Kocho La Hazik Mash Yizik. Frek the Helik Chazan Ish and Meir Dik Akasha. If I'm right and the Mashah is wrong, in Kain Lishani, Baba Kamachov Gimel Laman Aleph. Isha Mishimamono, Hainu Bibo Haruach Achakach. What a great kasha. It's a bombshell kasha. Look inside. Chav Gimelam and Aleph and Barbakamo. Frek the Gemara Tomun, Hechi Mashkachasla, according to the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. The simple answer, when the wind kicks up later on. Why did the Gemara give that? The Gemara very, very shvera teretz. What's the case? Naflod Leka los a chotzev and Naflod the Gerash lo makwas Leka. A complicated case. Just hear where the wind can come later on. Answers the Chazon Ish. That's exactly what the Gemara answered. What? Read you his words. The Zahavi Bechlam Adimishani. The Havle the Godra of Lo Godra. That's the last one over here. Right? Havle the Godra. Right? Gocha hoya lo lo gocha v'lo gocha tosim shoru v'lo tovach b'yapay. Says the Chazon Ish, keivan she'osu eish nischai v'shmirosu v'chai v'shlo shemara hochinami b'nicha b'mokum shi'cholo l'halach adiruch mitzuya af al gav da hashto lesa l'ruach k'ro posha v'shmirosu da havle l'gdor ba'do v'tzolomar sh'lo anicha b'mokum ha'torev. Meridikavart. It's evil and made him. Kol shebo ruach achakach, chiyuvim mishem amono, upotem ala tomun. For kol shkeng shloshim agachalta, when the Torah kelev onafo b'haner. Vrom shen ischachu, achach shedik, av shem aros, hen kemitsuyos, mikol mekom, ein kam mishem chitzav, el mishem amono. Near the bizarre Iri had the Hiddick Mishal Chaveiro, Kon shabar ruach matzuya achakab. Bahaya kosa v'nafal avli the gojo the goda the chor lo mikim adlik shal chaver. Very the kavod. This is Simon Bays Sivkotan Alf. Oh. Now watch. It says in Baba Kama Daf Hayam and Bays. Shor of a regel, he cannot derive from Eish. Because it had a bin chitzav, would be chayav rishus arabim. As the Gemara puts it over here, tomen be'esh to potter achmon eichem hashkachas lo. Aye, when you have shov a regal, shein regal potter rishus arabim, afilu kirev ha-behema etzal ha-peiris, as the Raja writes in Baba Kama, daf nevavim be'esh. According to Tosfos, I feel a b'marmid ala koma rishus rabin is potter. You take it out, you put it mamash on the growth rishus rabin. It's still potter. It's not called other mamazik. It's called shein v'regel. V'kosha lama lo havi chitzov. I take an animal, I push the animal right on top of the wheat. It eats the wheat. It's like I did with my own bare hands. So chazan ishno. Ela kevan de la behema bechira atzmis mikri koach kocho v'yevshel milamilfu ela me'esh de mamono avaleno chitzov. How do you like that? An animal has its own free choice. Not intelligent choice, but animalistic choice. U'mir b'mamed ala koma mamish das arash v'la v'chitzov mamish. Mamish chitzov. Fi b'chayim v'shus harabim. Kenz Tosfos. When we call Makon Lokoshiv Koach Adam in Rotseach, the Hishik Boas and Nokosh the Mandam and Yatsmu Meki, Potter, Afalgav, the Gorami Mamid. Look at this, what's happening over here. He is consistent with his whole approach, which Abchaim also accepts. There are three levels. There's Mamono, there's Maisav, and Isha Mishim Chitzav is Maisav, and then it's Koko, a whole higher, different level. The Chazon Ish says, for Ritzicha, you have to have Koko. That's the Poshe Pshat in our Tosfos. Take a look at Rabbeinu saying, our Tosfos. Ayin Zayin Amad Aleph, again, one more time. Ayin Zayin Amad Aleph. Take a look again, one more time. Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph. What did Tosfos say? Tosfos talks about Chulin, Daf Lamed Aleph. Nofla Sakin Miyod V'Shochat Shchitos Upsula. Tama De Nofla Ipila Ukshera. Kosher. Nofla Nami Levi Ki Pila. Mandamishim Mishim Chitzov. It dropped out of your head. Imlo nechalek b'shchita, that you cry koach gavra, v'lo mistaber lechalek, kevan afilu misa gamina mimaman. So misa requires his maisa, kodatosis, ritzicha also requires the same high level as does shchita. That's what Tosis says, and the chaznish elaborates. Rab Chaim seems to disagree. Chaim, and I'm going to read you this one more time. We have to stop in a minute. We're making some progress, slow but steady. Reb Chaim in his piece in Hilchos Shchenim, we already read a couple days ago. Oh. He quotes our Tosfos. Sanhedrin of Ayin Zayin goes to all discussion. Many questions and Tosfos, back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. He says like this: our main yisod that's called an asamaisa, but it's not koach gavra. Again, It's called Asa Maisa, but not Koach Gavra. That's what Tosa says. That's what Tosa says. Because with respect to Chiyav Mamon, Unefoshes! Ken's Chazanish. The Bina Raksha Yasa, who was a Maisa? Aval Kochol Obinan Klaal. Ulochi Shapar Aminon, Kevin Isha Mishim Chitzov. Nimsa to who also samaisu mischayev bezeh, as opposed to shchili nidkor gavra dafko. Chitzav won't help. But the Chazanish says that's not true. If shchita requires korach gavra, so does ritzicha. That's a pashut shad on the Tosfos. Ein lechalik. Reb Chaim is mechalik. It's a fundamental question, Rabosai. And I want to tell you now, although it's going to take a while to get there, this whole idea that kocho was a step above maisav is not necessarily universally accepted. This sounds like a little bit too brisk for us. Is mice, either it's my mice, not my mice. Well, it is my mice, not my koach. That sounds too brisky.
You have a problem right away with that.
Okay. We'll have to see as we go along whether this is true. This has to do with the sugya, which the Reb Chaim is talking about libsa, v'libsa, ruach, and hilchos shcheinim. It gets a little bit complex. We'll stop now because we're out of time. Mr. Shem, tomorrow, regular time, we can continue with this important sugya. Again, I told you, I made an agenda at the end.